The whole reason to run a factorial design is to look for an interaction. Interactions are the first thing we need to know about. Because if we have an interaction, we're going to think differently about our main effects. So the first thing we need to be able to do is look at a pile of data and decide whether or not we have an interaction. Interactions are characterized using the it depends approach. Sometimes maybe it depends. Known as conditional effects, conditional simple effects, or just plain old different differences. There are three basic patterns of interactions. In all the interactions that are out there, there's only three basic patterns. I love it when I can bring it down to a reasonable list. One interaction pattern. One simple effect is a null. The other simple effect is significant. We'll get to ANOVAs and p-values and all that stuff. Right now, we just want to describe patterns of data. All right, pay attention. I know it's a dark Wednesday afternoon, but now I need you talking to me. Which two means will we use to look at the simple effect of task presentation for easy tasks? What two means? Task presentation effect for easy tasks. 90 and 90. Awesome. Is there a difference between 90 and 90? No. So, is there a simple effect of task presentation for easy tasks? Same question. No. How are we doing? What two means will we look at to talk about the simple effect of task presentation for hard tasks? 40 and 70. Are 40 and 70 different? Do we have a simple effect of task presentation for hard tasks? Here we go. It's your first interaction question. Is the simple effect of task presentation different for easy and hard tasks? Are the pointies different? Yes. So, same question, do we have an interaction? That's all there is to it. There is no effect of task presentation for easy tasks. There is a simple effect of task presentation for hard tasks. Computer does better than paper. So do we have an interaction? Yes, because the task presentation effect is different for easy and hard tasks. Sometimes, maybe, it depends. A conditional effect. That's it. We're going to keep going, but that's it. How are we doing? So I ask you, so what about task presentation? Does it matter whether we use computer or paper? And the first two words out of your mouth are not yes or no or anything else. The first two words out of your mouth are?
It depends.
It depends. That's why you need to know if you have an interaction. So when somebody asks you about one variable, you want to know, can I just tell you about that variable or do I have to drag the other one into it? You do it all the time in your everyday life. Somebody asks you a question and you go, wait. Before I answer that, I need to know something else. Right? We do it all the time. That's what this is. Before I tell you about task presentation, I need to know whether or not I have an interaction. This is the classic interaction pattern, simple effects in opposite directions. Now I'm going to start saying something that I'll say a lot. An interaction is when the simple effect of one variable at different levels of the other variable is different in direction and or size. Direction and or size. This is the direction slide. The next one will be the size slide. What two numbers am I going to use to talk about the simple effect of task presentation for easy tasks? Come on, no Blue's Clues. Give me some numbers. 90 and 70. Is there a simple effect of task presentation for easy tasks? Which does better? What two numbers are the simple effect of task presentation for hard tasks? Is there a simple effect of task presentation for hard tasks? Which is better? I'm going to ask you the same question twice. Is the simple effect of task presentation different for easy and hard tasks?
Yes.
Do you have an interaction?
Yes.
How are we doing? So I say, I can either take this, do this on paper or on a computer. Which should I do? And your answer starts with those two immutable words.
It depends.
Is it easy or hard? Because I'm going to give you a different answer depending upon whether it's easy or hard. The most common data pattern on the planet is this interaction pattern. Simple effects in the same direction but different size. Remember what I said. An interaction was in the simple effect of one variable is different for different levels of the other variable in direction and or size. So here we go. What two means look at the simple effect of task presentation for easy tasks. Verb. 80 and 90. Is there a simple effect of task presentation for easy tasks?
Yes.
Which does better?
Computer.
What two numbers look at the simple effect of task presentation for hard tasks? Is there a simple effect of task presentation for hard tasks?
Yep.
Which one's better? Now, I'm going to ask you the same question twice. Is the simple effect of task presentation different for easy and hard tasks in direction? In size? Is there an interaction of task presentation and task difficulty?
Yes.
Yes. Now, if I ask, which should I do, computer or paper, you've got two parts to your answer. The first part is computer, because everywhere we look, computer does better than paper. But the effect is even bigger if it's a hard task than if it's an easy task. There's still information in that interaction. It isn't an effect versus no effect. It isn't effects in opposite direction, but it's still the size of the effect. There's two basic patterns for non-interactions. A total of five. Different data patterns in all interactions everywhere. Simple effects in the same direction and the same size. Remember, an interaction is when the simple effect of one variable is different at different levels of the other variable in direction and or size. This is neither direction nor size difference. It's not an interaction. And the other data pattern that's also not an interaction is when both simple effects are nulls. So there's five basic patterns of results. Three interaction patterns, two not interaction patterns. That covers everything. That covers everything.